We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
This is a miracle.
There is no question that there are problems in this country between police and community.
Yes, you are a donkey.
The latest on that police killing of a black man.
Now to new developments in the deadly spa shooting rampage.
And yesterday was a really bad day for him, and this is what he did.
And so we are in a state of emergency.
Okay, white supremacist violence is, it always has been, the number one threat to our society.
But I'm also very proud that my wife is white.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
All right, Charlene, please tell me, why was I your donkey of the day?
Donkey of the day for Thursday, January 11th, goes to one of the most unserious yet hilarious places in America, Capitol Hill. Now, I spend a lot of time watching CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, simply because some of the best comedy in the country is coming from these places. I know there is places folks go for comedy. It's comedy houses, comedy clubs all over the country. But the best dramedy, which is my favorite genre, the best dramedy is coming live from Washington, D.C. Okay, look, I hate to be the pessimist here, but unless God intervenes, we are in the America series finale. All right, listen, all great empires fall at some point. It's inevitable for America to do the same. We had a pretty decent run, and I know what you're thinking. If you are a minority in this country, you're like, no, we have not had a decent run. Listen, trust me, after this year, you are going to be begging for old America back. All right, once this country gets a taste of true fascism and authoritarian rule, we're going to be begging to get regular, good old, racist, homophobic, sexist America back. But I digress. Let's get back to the comedy show that is Capitol Hill. Yesterday, Hunter Biden, all right, decided to make a surprise guest appearance to a congressional contempt hearing about him. Yes, Hunter Biden refused to appear for a private deposition on Capitol Hill as part of Republicans' impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden, which centers on allegations of corruption by the president and his family. And I don't blame Hunter at all. I'm not doing a private deposition with the ops. Okay, let's do this publicly for the world to hear, because I don't trust y'all. They should have sworn him in right there and spoke to him in front of the world. But let's look at the reality of the situation. The GOP is just torturing Hunter Biden in order to kill Joe. That's all it is. Republicans are giving Hunter Biden pure hell, torturing him in front of his father, hoping that President Biden has a heart attack. That's all this is. Republicans are on a seek and destroy mission. They just want to hurt the Bidens, and it's hard to work with people who aren't operating in good faith. So, yes, two Republican-led House committees passed resolutions recommending that Hunter Biden be found in contempt of Congress for refusing to be deposed behind closed doors. But, yeah, you're not talking to me behind closed doors. I'm sure all of us at some point have been told if someone walks up on you with a gun or a weapon and tries to get you to go somewhere else, you don't go. Whatever you want to do, do it to me right here. That's the position Hunter Biden is in, and I don't blame him for not going behind closed doors with people who are clearly out to get him and his family. I'm sure that's why he came to the hearing, to let y'all know I'm not hiding, but I'm not going behind closed doors with y'all. I thought he was a complete sucker for storming out, but I'm glad he did, because the comedy that ensued was priceless. Now, let's start with the congresswoman from South Carolina, Nancy Mace. She set it off on Hunter because she was one of the only Republicans who had the opportunity to directly confront him. Let's listen.
First of all, my first question is, who bribed Hunter Biden to be here today? That's my first question. Second question, you are the epitome of white privilege, coming into the Oversight Committee, spitting in our face, ignoring a congressional subpoena to be deposed. What are you afraid of? You have no balls to come up here and...
Mr. Chairman, point of inquiry.
Mr. Chairman, I think that that Hunter Biden should be arrested right here, right now, and go straight to jail.
You are the epitome of white privilege and you have no balls. Fun fact, Nancy Mace and I attended the same high school, Scrafford High School, Goose Creek, South Carolina, dropping a clues bomb for Scrafford High School. She dropped out, I got kicked out. And her mother and my mother were both teachers at the same school. Yes, Miss Mace, Miss McKelvey. I can't make this up. So me and Nancy, cool. All right. I disagree with her that Hunter has no balls. I think it takes a lot of balls to show up to a contempt hearing about yourself, especially when you know what the backlash will be because you already ignored their subpoena. And I do agree it is a level of white privilege and who my daddy is that made Hunter move like this. But it's also, Nancy, what we call caucasity, unmelanated gall. That's what Hunter was really showing, y'all. He had the caucasity, the unmelanated gall, to wipe his ass with y'all subpoena, just like Donald Trump has always done. Now it gets better. Representative Robert Garcia, California, he started going in on Marjorie Taylor Greene, and he tapped her jaw for showing penis pics at hearings in the past. Listen.
It's really interesting to hear the gentle lady from Georgia speak about Hunter Biden leaving. And she is the person that showed nude photos of Hunter Biden showing pics in this committee room of Hunter to this committee in this very room.
What the hell is happening on Capitol Hill? Penis pics? Purity is out the window in politics, or should I say the perception of purity. We know y'all have never been pure, but there's no need to keep acting like it. Y'all ghetto just like the rest of the world. Y'all just chose to go into politics. There's one more I want to play before I get into my favorite part. This is Representative Pramila Jayapal? I'm messing her name all the way
up.
Yes, but listen to what she said about Donald Trump and what he incited.
But if we're going to talk about outrageous things that have happened or things that have never happened, let's talk about the fact that President Trump incited an erection.
What?
And maybe that too.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah, you could talk about that too, I guess.
Maybe that too.
I know yesterday was hump day, all right? But between Nancy Mace talking about balls, Robert Garcia scolding Marjorie Taylor Greene for penis pics, and Representative Jay Powell saying Trump incited an erection, y'all was extra horny on Capitol Hill yesterday.
It was a party.
Okay, now I want to know, whose erection did Trump incite? We found out last year it was a Democratic Senate staffer having sex with another man in a Senate hearing room. So we already know that men incite other men to have erections on the Hill. So who amongst us has a ding-dong for the Donald? Huh? Now, let's get into my favorite part of yesterday's mess. When Hunter Biden, this is the best part. When Hunter Biden stormed out the House hearing after showing up unexpectedly, he stepped out of the frying pan into the fire because there was a reporter on the scene asking all the questions inquiring minds wanted to know. Listen.
Can you please, I'll answer your question if you be quiet and let me make a statement, okay?
What kind of crack do you normally smoke, Mr. Biden?
What kind of crack do you normally smoke? There's more. Where's the rest of it at? When he asked about what type of crack it was. Y'all don't have that? Huh? Gosh, come on, man. Y'all always fail me here. I truly don't know how shows like SNL are still on because everything is a spoof. In real life is funnier. Daily Show, where are you? Okay, nobody makes fun of political news stories better than The Daily Show. When are y'all coming back and with what host? I'm getting sidetracked. Dropping the clues bomb for the reporter for asking real questions. Okay, the real questions people wanted to know. Do we have that? Do we have the rest of it yet? Okay, well, never mind. People wanted to know these things. Remember when my good brother Killer Mike was on one of my TV shows that got canceled and he said this?
Why is Hunter Biden not in jail?
Because he don't
work. I saw that smoking crack. I seen him with a prostitute. That out smoking crack doing business in Ukraine now.
He's right. Okay, and furthermore, the reporter asked Hunter Biden not only, you know, are you smoking crack? What type of crack do you smoke? I have no idea. I had no idea there was types of crack. Did you know that, Envy?
I did not.
What level of privilege do you have to be able to have to get types of crack? Is there like a Crack and Robbins folks go to so they can taste 31 flavors of that fried cocaine? What flavors do they have? Pistachio almond crack, strawberry cheese crack, rainbow sherbet crack, Reese's peanut butter crack, Oreo cookies and crack, mint chocolate crack. I didn't know when we referred to crack as butter, we was talking about pecans. Old-fashioned butter pecan crack. That reporter did fantastic, but he would have really stuck the landing if he knew culture. Because you're supposed to end that line of questioning with the famous words of Morgan Freeman playing Joe Clark on Lean On Me.
You smoke crack, don't you?
Mm.
You smoke crack, don't you?
Mm.
Look at me, boy. Mm. Don't you smoke crack?
If you would have hit him with that, ooh, if he would have hit Hunter Biden with that 10-10, all across the board. Listen, man, do y'all understand that it's only January 11th of 2024 and it's an election year? I knew the series finale of America was going to be great, but we haven't even gotten to the good parts yet. As the good brother Lil Duval says, if you're not laughing at life, you are missing the point. Furthermore, what else are we supposed to do? Okay, I truly believe this is above all of us now. Only God can fix any of this because humans simply can't. Please let Remy Ma give everybody on Capitol Hill, the entire Congress, donkey of the day.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
All right.
Yes.
Well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we come back, let's open up the phone lines.
You ain't got nothing.
Yes, we do. Let's talk parental competition. I'm going to tell you where this comes from. Shout out to Mac, our producer, came up with this idea. He was asking, as parents, do y'all have friendly competition? And what does that mean? Well, Travis Barker's ex-wife expresses a frustration as she consistently tries to outdo her in parenting. Well, what does that mean?
How do you outdo somebody in parenting?
I'm going to explain. So when the kids are out with mommy, they might do something else. But when the kids are out with daddy, you try to make it even more fun. You try to make it better. You try to make the experience better with dad than you do with mom. So that is the question. 800-585-1051. Do y'all have parental competition? You don't have that with your wife when you go out with the kids?
No. Why? What's the point? We're a family. We're having a good time together.
No.
You're stupid. So if you do stuff like that, I can see you doing dumb stuff.
No,
like
I do fun stuff with the kids that I know that mom won't do. Like, I know that if I take my kids to the jump park, I know my wife's not jumping around in no damn jump park, but I do it with my kids because we have more fun.
That's
yeah,
not
we have
a competition, though, because she's choosing. She don't want to do it.
That's true.
It's not even competition. She don't want to do it.
That's true. But that's the question. 800-585-1051. We're talking parental competition. Do you have that competition within your family? Let's discuss.
Not if it's a family. Maybe if y'all separated and, you know, you got a house over here and she got a house over there and y'all not together. But there's no competition if y'all a family. Why?
Well, let's discuss. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, Centratech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances. whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution, because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.